Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Upstage Surrey presents The Life Class, The New Model by Yvonne Wheeler.
I want to get naked with you. That's what I really want to do. Would you like to get naked too? Fool around with me. I want to get naked with you. From our head down to our shoes. Think you might like it too. Get naked with me. Get naked with me. Get naked with me. Get naked with me.
Welcome everyone to the Surrey Life Class. Nice to have you back, Molly Ann, this time as an artist. Sit anywhere you want.
It's great to be back this time, being a lot warmer.
No, you can't sit there, Molly Ann. That's where Ethel likes to sit.
And we all know how she can be.
Oh, okay, Daisy. I guess I'll go over there then.
Oh no, not there. That's Fred's spot. Heaven forbid if anyone else sits there. Yes, there's fine, Molly Ann.
Well, hi, Ethel. You look like you've been in the wars.
I need a holiday to get over my latest holiday.
Everyone, get yourself comfortable. Our model is running a little bit late. He got off at the wrong bus stop.
Well, if the model is running late, surely the last one in gets the clothes off.
Well, if you insist.
Stop right there, Fred. Not again. I'd pay you good money to keep your clothes on.
Oh, there's no pleasing some people. 40 years I've been married to Mrs. Bloom and she's never had cause for complaining all that time.
She probably has. You just haven't heard her.
What's that now?
She said. Oh, never mind, Fred.
Oh, here's our life model, so you can stand down, Fred. Welcome, Thomas, to our little friendly life class. You can get changed in the gentlemen's toilets over there.
Sorry I'm late. It won't take me long to strip off and I'm more than happy to make up time at the end.
Don't worry about that, dear. I need to get home in time for Loose Women.
I would think you get enough Loose Women in this class.
I want you all to behave this week. No upsetting the model.
Not sure why she looked at me when she said that. I can feel Molly Ann glaring at me from the other side of the room. Honestly, for people who strip off for a living, you'd think they'd be thick-skinned.
Keep it down, Daisy. She's coming over.
I just wanted to clear the air with you, Daisy.
I'm sorry if I offended you, Molly Ann. It's just my way.
She was only having a laugh. It's just her sense of humour. It's always been terrible.
I'm ready to draw a line under it. Ha! See what I did there?
Well, let's shake hands on it and don't worry, I won't be making any jokes today, Molly Ann. I have no complaints about the model this week.
You're old enough to be his great-grandmother.
Oh, ouch. I'd say I'm old enough to be his mother. Some men like the older, more experienced woman.
Keep kidding yourself, but yes, he is rather handsome.
Molly Ann!
If he likes the more experienced woman, then he won't get any more experience than me.
Or older.
If you could all stay behind at the end to help me clear up, it would be appreciated.
She's such a slave driver.
No, she isn't.
What's that, Fred?
She's not a train driver. What makes you think that? She's retired, and before that, she was a secondary school teacher.
How are you, Ethel? The arm healed up okay after the bull run?
Yes, all good now, thanks. For such big beasts, they move a lot quicker than you'd think.
Well, that's what I say about my Derek. For a big beast, he can move fast when he needs to. You should have seen him when there was a golf sale on. There were balls flying everywhere.
It's a bit cruel, though, don't you think? The bull run?
You can say that again, Molly Ann. Have you seen my arm?
Did you get your Derek to join the gym in the end, Daisy?
I did, but I think he spends most of his time in the steam room. The last time he saw his feet was about 40 years ago. No idea how he goes to the bathroom. I suppose he has to rely on fumbling blind to find it. Sitting down only makes things worse, but at least that way he doesn't have to worry about his aim.
You know, I'm lucky to still be here.
You must have been a cat in a previous life, Ethel. I'm sure you have 9 lives.
Where's your next adventure then, Ethel?
My daughter has paid for me to bungee jump over the Rio Grande Bridge in New Mexico.
That wouldn't be for me. Oh, I can't stand heights.
Well, I'm not that keen either. But my daughter thinks exposure therapy will help. Although, if anything, the wing walking made me more scared of heights.
So why all these daring experiences?
Someone told my daughter that it was better to gift experiences than material items, as they last longer in the memory. I could throttle the person who told her that. A nice bottle of perfume wouldn't go amiss one Christmas instead of flying through the air on a zip wire.
Have you tried speaking to her about it?
Oh, I don't like to sound ungrateful.
I heard Ethel's daughter is giving her a one-way ticket to Afghanistan for her birthday.
You are wicked, Daisy.
I'm wicked. I'm not the one who sends my mother on a trip to feed the crocodiles. She's lucky she still has an arm to break.
To be fair, her daughter did say she thought the crocodiles would be a bit more tame.
Where would you like me?
Oh, don't tempt me.
Just over there. Is a standing pose okay?
Of course, I'll just do some stretches, get the blood circulating.
Is the room warm enough for you, Thomas? The model last week complained afterwards that the room was too cold, although by then it was a bit late to do anything about it.
He looks like he could do with some warming up.
I'm not sure your Dean would agree.
Oh, I don't think he'd mind. He's been dead from the neck down since the 90s.
Well, you could definitely have your eye out with that.
What's that now?
Oh, nothing that would interest you, Fred, unless there's something you want to tell Mrs. Bloom.
Yeah, the temperature's fine for me. I just hope you ladies aren't getting too hot.
Oh, I am a little.
Are you still getting hot flushes then, Rebecca? Thought you'd be over them at your age.
Have you modelled before, Thomas?
I haven't. Just don't tell anyone. I've never got my todger out for money before.
Your secret is safe with me.
The first pose will be 15 minutes. Do get yourself comfortable, Thomas.
How's that? Is that a good view for everyone?
Oh, it's a good view for me. Your mum must have been a baker.
What makes you say that?
Well, you have such lovely buns.
Right, yeah, well, she's a florist, so I don't think she's had a bake.
Buns? Where are the buns?
Still in the baker's, Fred.
How long?
15 minutes, Fred.
No need to shout. I've got my new hearing aid in. You could drop a pin and I'd hear it.
I reckon you could drop a bomb and he still wouldn't hear it.
What's that now?
I just said you're the bomb, Fred.
What decade do you think this is? The 1990s?
What the hell does that mean? Bloody youngsters.
I wouldn't call someone in their late 70s a youngster.
Oi, Molly Ann, I'll have you know I'm only 71.
When you're in your 80s, love, anyone younger than you is classed as a youngster.
I reckon you're young enough to be my toy boyfriend.
Oh, I'm not sure Mrs. Bloom would like that.
She might find it a relief.
I'll have you know that I'm her sugar daddy. She's 10 years older than me and she still keeps me on my toes.
So, what's the secret of a long and happy marriage, Fred?
In their case, it's not being able to hear what the other one is saying. Less chance of any irritation.
This week, I thought we could do some warm-up drawing exercises. I want you to use as few lines as possible to describe the form. Leave out anything you don't think is important to describe.
Is that a good angle for everyone?
If you could move your hands, Thomas. I'm not very good at drawing them.
If you could move your feet, Thomas. They look deformed from this angle.
How about now?
That's great, Thomas. And that's time. Thank you, Thomas.
Where are his private parts, Daisy?
Well, she did say to leave out any unimportant bits, so I did.
Oh, I'm not sure he'd agree with that. I think I've captured every piece of him on my drawing.
I'm not surprised. You were staring for an inappropriate amount of time.
Well, she did say to spend more time looking at the model than your paper.
This next drawing, I want you to use your non-dominant hand to draw, and you have 10 minutes.
No problem for me. I'm ambidextrous.
I bet you are.
Let's see if he can draw any better with his left hand.
Well, it can't be any worse than his right hand.
Well, that's a great pose, Thomas. Very challenging. Are you sure you can hold the splits for 10 minutes?
Yes, no problem. I limbered up before I came.
I could help with that.
Sorry?
I'm a trained masseuse. Should you ever need any loosening up?
Just ignore her, Thomas. She's more screw loose than masseuse.
That's time.
Oh, my leg! Gone dead!
Oh, take your time getting up.
Are you okay?
I think I got up too quickly. Oh, thank you, Molly Ann, for helping me up.
You're very welcome.
Did you see where she had her hands? She needs watching, that one.
Let's have a tea break. Go and rest up, Thomas.
Is it okay if I take some photos of your drawings for my social media? You've really captured something there, Rebecca.
I'm not sure she got the proportions right, Thomas. Looks like you have three legs.
Come and have a look at mine, Thomas. I'll sell it to you cheap if you like it.
You've got blue paint on your face, Rebecca.
Oh, where?
It'll be quicker to tell you where it's not. You look like you're auditioning to be one of the Smurfs. Why were you using blue paint anyway?
Well, he was looking a bit cold. I'll just go to the bathroom to wash it off.
Did you see Kevin the spider?
Ethel washed him down the plug hole. She said it was an accident, but I think it was deliberate.
You mean murder? There's always been something deadly about her. I wouldn't trust her to look after my pot plant. If I did, she'd bring it back as a twig and swear that's how I gave it to her.
Oh, seeing Thomas walking round reminds me I need to buy some meat and two veg for my dinner.
Let me know if you have any poses you'd like to get into.
Oh, I can think of a position or two I'd like to get him in.
You really are incorrigible.
Right, everyone, let's get back to making some art.
Nothing to say about the model this week, then, Daisy?
Well, Molly Ann, if I had one complaint, he does move around a bit.
So would you, Daisy, if you were standing on one leg.
Yes, I bet he's regretting that pose.
Thomas, would you mind if I got some props out?
What kind of props?
Just a crown and a cape.
Ah, how's this?
Ooh, they really do suit you. If you could just open the cape a little more. I'm not very good at drawing fabric.
Likely story.
And that is time. Thanks, Thomas. You've been great.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
Oh, he can come back again.
Well, to be fair, he did have good proportions.
All the right things in all the right places.
You shouldn't talk about Thomas like that, objectifying him. He is a human, not just a piece of meat.
Oh, it was his piece of meat I was particularly interested in.
You dirty cow.
Meat? Buns? What's all this talk about food? You're making me angry. You know, I just realised my hearing aid wasn't switched on. I don't think I need it. I can hear perfectly well without it.
If there are any meat buns going, I'll have one.
I see what you mean about this life class, Marianne.
Yes, well, I guess they're okay once you get used to them. You just have to give as good as you get.
You ready to leave?
I am. Wait until I get you home. I've put that crown and cloak in my bag, and there are some poses I'd like to get you in.
I hope you're not objectifying him, Molly Ann. Good life models are hard to come by. Imagine me naked.
You have been listening to The Life Class, The New Model by Yvonne Wheeler, directed by Sarah Robinson and edited by Dave O'Rorty, with Caroline Tattersall as Daisy, Mandy Dowdney as Rebecca, Becky Frith as Molly Ann, Sarah Edgar as Ethel, Mike Ainsworth as Thomas, Jean Anderson as the facilitator, and Vaughan Evans as Fred. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube. Upstage Surrey, creating entertainment written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.